Valley Drive Construction Project Manager Ryan Tafoya said this week that street closures and detours are in order until the reconstruction project is completed in 2020. In June, crews began making improvements focusing on drainage, traffic flow, bike lanes, and more on Valley Drive. Tafoya says the work is occurring in phases to cause the least amount of inconvenience to businesses and residents, but local business owner George Vescovo believes differently.
In the pre-construction public meetings, there was extensive talk about phasing the project, having phase one from Picacho to Amador, phase two from Amador to Avenida de Mesilla, and phase three being Avenida de Mesilla to Hickory. And they were going to phase the project so it wouldn't significantly impact a single business for an extended period of time. And that appeared to be what started to occur when they started working from Picacho to Amador. Well, that's not even halfway done, and now they're digging out the intersection of Avenida de Mesilla.
The NMDOT hosted a meeting this week to discuss the status of the Valley Drive construction project. DOT District Engineer Trent Doolittle and John Hale, superintendent of the project with AUI, discussed that the construction from Picacho to Hadley and the construction at Avenida de Mesilla will be switching sides of the road within the next 6 weeks. Several business owners, including Gabe Mendoza from The Shed, shared frustrations that Avenida had been closed in the first place, despite plans to keep construction in phases to avoid blocking any business for an extended period of time.
Told us that phase one would start and you would complete it. Then you would go to phase two and then you would complete that. And then you'd start on phase three and you would complete that. What happened to that? Why did you say that it was going to go in phases and it did not? You said that you were going to start on phase three at the intersection of Hickory Loop and Avenida de Mesilla. You've got me bottlenecked into phase two, and all the businesses are in phase two, are bottlenecked on two different points, two major arteries. The sensitivity to small business is not there. What happened?
Construction is expected to end spring of 2020. The NMDOT, in coordination with AUI, hosted a meeting Tuesday explaining the course of action that will be taken for the construction on Valley Drive moving forward. Trent Doolittle with the DOT presented the public with four options discussed with AUI in order to expedite the construction progress, ranging from increasing crew work weeks to 7 days to beginning phase two. Businesses and residents in attendance had overwhelming support for an option that would expedite current construction before moving on to the last phase.
Option two is they completely finish phase one and phase three, which is the north and south intersection, before they do anything in phase two, which is the middle section.
If the phasing agreed upon occurs, construction is expected to finish by February 2020. A full video of the Valley Drive Construction Project meeting is available on the Mesilla Valley News Facebook page. The Valley Drive Construction Project hosted a public meeting yesterday to discuss the progress of the project as a whole. The construction at Avenida de Mesilla and Valley Drive north of Amador will be finishing up soon, but Pickwick owner Oscar Andrade says despite construction completing in front of his Hickory Avenue store, business will still be affected.
It'll cost me lots of money to be shut down, I'm not going to stop my fight and my rights. And so now we, the taxpayers, after the lawsuit, and it's going to be a class action lawsuit, will be paying for the millions of dollars of lost income. I have a 30-year lease of that sort. And so under the laws, I'm allowed to seek damages for loss of income for the period of my lease, which the taxpayers of the city of Las Cruces and the state of Mexico will be paying for.
The NMDOT, in coordination with AUI Contracting, hosted a meeting to discuss the current status of the Valley Drive construction project Tuesday. The DOT says the status of the construction in the two current zones is they should be completed and moving to begin construction between Avenida and Amador by early May. Jerry Paz with Molson Corbin, the engineering and architecture firm on the project, says the new traffic patterns on completion should make traffic flow better.
These signals are going to be state of the art. So the signals all up and down Valley that was done on the last phase are going to be able to talk to the signals ahead. They're going to be able to coordinate, synchronize, and so the timers, everything's based on average traffic on an average day. Well, there's no average day any day. It's just all different and random. And so they're going to be really nice signals. You're going to really enjoy those signals because they're going to give green when, as the signals adjacent to them are talking to each other, it's going to figure out optimum timing. So you're going to really like this when it's done.